93.3, brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3.
Well, good morning.
And good morning, one and all, 731. And we are getting techie with it here today. Looks like we have Charles Mall in isolation. And I think that's him here on the phone. And in the house, we have Charles Miller. Good morning, Charles and Charles.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Are you there, Charles?
Hey, here he is.
We're back, and we are ready to do this morning. It's been an intense week. Let me tell you, intense. Trying to get through all this, trying to get through all this stuff. And, you know, so many friends have been laid off, and it's just a scary thing right now.
Yep, it's a different world.
Yeah, it really is. We were talking earlier about the program, the app Zoom, you know, that a lot of guys get on their computers to be able to communicate. And I guess there's a lot of problems with that, Charles. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit with that.
Yeah. Well, Zoom has always had some issues with, I think they call it Zoom bombing, you know, where people will hack in the middle of your session. I've seen some of those actually on video where somebody will come in and just hack into their camera, you know, be looking in their house, for example, and just start talking to them. And, you know, I'm surprised they really haven't addressed that any better. But it is kind of a weakness of theirs. I'm sure they're working on it, but still, it's still an outstanding issue with their software. So essentially, you know, your video feed could be hacked, you know, so people can actually come into your, you know, and start talking to your audience, whoever it is. You know, it could be a church service or, you know, it could be somebody at home or, you know, some family conversation. So that's kind of a rude security hole, you know, that that's going to be a real issue. And then some of the big guys are now starting to report on that, like Google. And you know, they're basically saying, you know, we can't deem this as safe. So, you know, just don't use it.
Right.
But it's so popular because it's so easy to use. You know, you know, it's already got a huge following. So that's why I think the word's kind of getting out there. And I'm sure it's cramping their style a bit. They need to address that pretty quick, which hopefully they will.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was reading on Google, you know, is that a lot of the software, when you first install the software, has setup parameters. And I was reading, if you Google that, you can take that Zoom and erase the app off or erase it off your computer program and reinstall it. And it has procedures that if you follow, you can shut off any kind of outside influence that can come in there. There's ways to enable or disable that. So that was one of the things I was just reading a little while ago. They are teaching people that you can go back and do this. You can correct this problem that's happening. So
I'm sure it's being addressed, but like I say, that there's still some issues with it, and people aren't confident yet. You know, for the most part, because it's just like trying to make something watertight.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a simple exercise.
Right. And, you know, any time that you're opening yourself up to, like, what we use, you know, where we're meeting on a social, on this network that you and I are talking on now, where we can see each other and you're using this as a business tool, you know, privacy is not going to be there if you're, you know, allowing more and more servers to be activated. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things that you have to be really careful for. You have to make sure that the software that you have isn't opening the doors to the outside, any outside hackers or influences there. But, it's a pretty scary thing. I mean, there's a lot that's going on throughout this. There's going to be scams of some sort because people are trying to tap into already tense situation and capture some kind of a way of capitalizing on it. So you know that's going to happen.
Yep. You know it is. Yeah, Zoom is, they keep talking about their controls, how they're getting better. Because I noticed on their website, it says, to ensure your meetings are secure and safe. They're saying that, but, you know, we hear the industry saying something quite different. So you have kind of conflicting messages right now.
Well, you know, so many work from home, and that's their only way of communication. And not that there's not other platforms. It's just they've already been embedded into these platforms. So it kind of makes it hard to change, you know.
It is, yep. Mm. You're right. So, yeah, you just have to be aware because there's – look at all the software that's getting in the middle of so many things now. I mean, your driverless cars. I saw the other day where somebody had – you know, that proved that they could hack into that. And how would you like somebody to take over your steering wheel that isn't in your car?
I'm telling you, it's scary. It's a scary
thought. How rude would that be?
Yeah. Well, they take you right into a tree or something. You know, you never know.
They sure could. Yeah. So there's always that. There's a layer of software, which is basically what needs to happen. Instead of just figuring out just totally how to make something work, how to make it work securely.
Yeah.
You know, and some outfits address it right up front, you know, where there's security mechanism. But then as things change, well, yeah, I didn't see that back door or,
right.
You know, and then they have to change it. And then, well, it's something to do with the hardware itself. It just kind of goes on and on. You just have to be vigilant. That's why they have so many cybersecurity jobs now.
Yeah.
You know, because people are having to, you know, address this almost on a full-time basis. So if you don't have a good IT person, like for home users, for example, you know, they're pretty well exposed, you know, unless you know what's going on how to keep some visibility on, you know, when somebody's messing with you. Because, you know, when you see your mouse moving across your screen and you're not doing it and people are operating your machine remote, you know, unless it's somebody that you're directly working with, you know, you could be hacked just like that.
Or well, you know,
they're taking over the wheel.
It's really weird that you say that because I have a camera that I've put into one of my storage units to control, be able to view my tools and stuff. And some of those, that server that it's running on or that camera program that it's running on, I always would hear this noise on the app. It sounded like voices in the background. So I thought, is somebody in my storage unit that I'm hearing these voices? And then I finally one day isolated the voices and kind of cranked it up to where I can really pick them out on a computer. And it was actually Chinese voices. So I had this, the program, then I found out, you know, the app that I was using was a Chinese run app. So it's going through their servers, going through their systems, and they monitor everything there. So I was like, no,
yep.
I'm taking this platform off and doing something different. But, you know, I kept hearing these weird mumbles. It sounded like people talking.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
well, you know, that's not that uncommon. You know, ever since we started moving things to voice over IP, mm-hmm. Now you basically are running your phone calls over the Internet. And so it's just like any other stream. You know, how secure is that?
Yeah, exactly. It's an intense world.
People are pretty good about securing those lines, but not everybody, because you know they're trying to get by with the smallest code, the cheapest code. You know that's fast and it works good, but just like this Zoom example, that doesn't mean it's secure. You know that when you start cutting corners, it kind of comes out, you know, eventually.
Yeah, yep, that's true. Well, scary things.
It is.
This week I was working on some FM little transmitter for a friend who's got a small congregation of church, and we're trying to get it to where he can broadcast to his people there in his parking lot so that they'll at least get have an ability to get out and come to a service. Even though they can't come into the building, they can sit out there and dial in. And we were working on that, and it's amazing when you get into electronics and you start trying to find these little tiny components that you don't have in your kits when you go to order them, where they're coming from. Your parts come out of China. So, you know, and it's not something I could get tomorrow unless I drive to Tulsa, you know, and see if I can find a piece or something up there. But it was, I had to order some stuff, and it's going to take up to a month to get here. But these are little tiny components, like, you know, picofarad, nanofarad capacitors that I don't have in my kit. But yeah, there's just, it's amazing how technology, we've given up so much of our technology to other countries instead of doing it here, which is really sad thing.
That part of the cost is because we're trying to move so fast, you know, to try to keep everything. It's just like we're accelerating just because of this demand for real time. You know, we've got to have it right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and now you're basically, it's just a matter of time before you're cutting corners, and then the problems start, and then you have to go back. Because if you have to go back and redo stuff, yeah, that takes away the time you're trying to gain.
Yeah.
So it's best to design things properly up front so that you have those things built in, at least have the options to develop those things so you don't have to kind of recreate the wheel.
Yeah.
Because it takes time. I mean, coding is not a super fast thing. It's it takes a bit, and it's easy. Yeah, when people say, "Yeah, this is so simple, click, 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 and you're there." Well, yes and no. Now, there's two sides to that.
Yeah.
So that's why I work pretty hard on trying to keep these small businesses and home users protected, because they don't have somebody looking out for them like this. They're depending on these vendors, and like you say, all this made in Chinese equipment that you really don't know, because where it first surfaced is when they started looking at the cameras. Like, for example, on Frontline, I think on PBS, I was watching this week, you know, the surveillance systems in China, you know, how they're tracking people. You know, once you get targeted, I mean, they've got cameras all over the place. They've got communities so canvassed that they can tell when you're leaving your house, when, you know, yeah, all that stuff. Well, that Hikvision was one of those camera companies, you know, that they were so cheap and they were so fast, but they were, security was kind of a weakness of theirs. Because the Chinese always had a back door where they can actually access those things. And did they tell you that when you buy it?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. So the government, you know, our government basically banned those. Said we don't want any of these Hikvision cameras in any of our facility, period. And I think that's still in effect, you know, because once one of these companies gets hit, but they're still all over the world. So it goes to show you this layer of software in between your equipment and whoever's, you know, driving, you know, so you got to watch out.
Yep.
You got to watch out.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here with our engineer, yeah, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome to Freddy's. What can we get started for you?
I haven't had a carb in 3 weeks, and if I have one more sip of a kale smoothie, I need a Freddy's Original Double with Cheese, fries, and a turtle sundae. Please.
We understand. If you're going to be bad, it better be good. And no one satisfies your cravings better than Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The experience that puts a smile on your face and the taste that brings you back. For a limited time, try Freddy's Fish and Chips Basket or Sandwich.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, located at 2013 Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. Freddy's in Bartlesville is open for carryout and drive-through.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
Good morning, 744. Welcome back to Tech Talk with Charles and Charles, gentlemen.
Yep, we're here.
We are. We're learning to operate in this new world that's being created for us. And a lot of it has to do with all this remote. I've been spending a lot of time getting remote users working. And that's what I was doing this morning, as a matter of fact, before I joined the show here, is I was troubleshooting some machines which would not reliably connect, and that's really tricky when you're at a remote location and you're accessing a network in Timbuktu trying to figure, okay, how come this is this thing not reliable?
Yeah.
You know, when you're not, you don't have your hands on it. But that kind of stuff is really getting to be so good now. It's pretty amazing how well that works, you know, how you can, which, you know, also gives you the insight into how do hackers do this? You know, how do they get into these systems when they're not even there?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? They can see it. They see it through the IP. I think they're, you know, trolling around, and people have more time on their hands now. You know, they're sitting at home. They can't really get out and about. And it lets these guys that have that ability to just jump in there and see what they can, what they kind of havoc they can cause, you know? And that's a scary thing.
It is. It's kind of like the security guy just walking around and rattling doors, you know, seeing which ones are open.
Yeah.
You know, walking around the building. But now you got the internet and it's wide open, you know, especially home users. You know, they, especially if you haven't changed your router, any of your equipment out in a long time. Security issues were not addressed in older equipment, and so it leaves you more vulnerable. So there's a time when you're either having to force the update or it's just kind of a good idea to keep yourself current, at least on this firewall side of your, you know, because everybody's connected to the internet. Well, that's like being connected to the, you know, the rest of the world. You know, there's lots of options there, which, you know, they need some ways to kind of secure those.
Yeah,
all those lines aren't necessarily as secure as you might think. You know, just because you can get out and see the rest of the world, could the rest of the world come in and see you? You know, so
exactly.
Yeah, I really recommend getting, you know, your gear up to par, you know, because like for example, I had somebody yesterday said, "Well, can you fix my password on this Windows 7 machine?" I said, "Why are you still using a Windows 7 machine?" You know, I said, "Well, you know, I'm sure people have their reasons, but you know, those things, you know, there's security stuff in there that now people are, you know, it takes a while to exploit those things, but it's a good time to move away from those environments that don't have any, you know, nobody's watching out for it now. When they say no support, that basically means, you know, there's no development going on. They're not looking for holes or any issues. And if they're out there, I mean, they're going to be exploited. That's
exactly.
The problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that... As time goes, you know, these updates that a lot of the that Microsoft is making, they're doing it with the current software, stuff that's happening right now. And they may find a way to, you know, fix a bug that you're not going to know that was even there in your old Windows 97. If you're still running something that old, they're not going to get those updates, you know.
Yep.
That'll bring it to current. Yep. And so that's
right.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I spend a lot of my time doing is updating equipment.
Yeah.
You know, because there's the software for the operating system. There's software, you know, the application software itself, you know, that could have some issues. It's the whole networking thing. And then the firmware associated with the hardware. So there's several fronts there that need to be addressed. And
yeah.
I make that sweep regularly. You know, that's one of the regular things I do when I first start looking. I look for these security issues. I look for these vulnerabilities. And then I clean up the machines, and then I take off and go to the next planet, you know, and do my thing.
Yeah. We always have to keep current, you know. That's just what we do. That's you and I do. And one of the things, through this whole thing is it shows you where you're vulnerable and where you need to, you know, either tighten up some kind of area in your business or whatever it is. I know that in mine, some of the parts that I carry mainly current things that I'm using day to day, but it doesn't hurt to have some technologies you're not using every day around there. It was like having capacitors. I keep the ones that I'm going to generally see most regularly in the equipment I'm working with, but I'm not Radio Shack and I don't stock like Radio Shack does, but I did realize I'm going to have to get more current. So I did order some kits in the last couple of days that, you know, are going to get stuff I would normally not carry because I needed a couple this week and I didn't have it. And then, but like I said, to get it, it's going to take me months to get it by the time it gets shipped across borders. I just wished our country, we would start, maybe through all this, we'll manufacture our own stuff here. I wish we can see some young development where guys could say, you know, why are we farming this out? Let's do it here, you know, start a company.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to figure out better ways to work together, You know, because like, for example, I run into the same thing. I can't keep everything in stock, you know, when I'm doing my repairs.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's so many different pieces of equipment that, you know, you just figure out how to get the main stuff that you readily support and just have spares for this and that. But you can't keep spares for everything.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And then you run into this game where, you know, when it gets too old, then you got this stuff sitting on the shelf that, you know, chances of anybody wanting it, it's pretty minimal. But then you hear 5 years down the road, says, "Oh, do you have one of those?" And you know, if you stockpile you just can't do that anymore. Too fast.
Yeah.
Everything. That's why I think there's a lot of stuff that's in the process of changing now, because now we're gaining kind of a different perspective. You know, having to live in this world where there's so many uncertainties.
Exactly.
You're going to have to figure out ways to kind of move forward without, hurting yourself.
Yep.
Because, it's just so fast. Everything is so quick now. By the time you blink, you know, all of a sudden you feel like you're in a different place.
Yep. Yep. It's the times. That's what it is.
Yep. Yep. And this digital world, you know, that's the one that I'm in the most. And it's, that's the one that's causing a lot of this acceleration.
Yeah,
you know, that's making everything go so quick. It's just like it's out there right away. And the things that people are paying attention to isn't necessarily what they should be paying attention to. You know, you got that element going on.
Well, you know, I was reading this morning on the news that Mark Cuban, you know, he's a multi-billionaire and a really good. He has a smart mind with business. I mean, the guy is a genius with business. And he offered his services to Trump, you know, and their team to jump in and see about how they can rebuild the economy. And, you know, guys like that now are coming out of the woodworks that I'm glad to see that they're going to jump into this. He said there's ways we could build technology here that would actually enhance our experience instead of everybody and relying on everybody else. And he said, we've got all the technology here. We're the ones that pretty much create the technology a lot of times. And we farm it out to other countries to put it all together. He said, we need to start doing it here. So he was on the news this morning talking that he would like to join the task force to get the economy back rolling. And he's the guy, I think, that can really help him because he's a genius when it comes to business.
Yeah, it's definitely time for change. So that's why, you know, getting some momentum going now is going to be the next trick, because it's just like the whole economy has been, it's like in putting a coma.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? We put it to sleep, and now we're going to basically try to bring it out of the coma, and, you know, when the timing's right. So that's what we're waiting for now.
But you watch and see there's going to be a lot of young entrepreneurs stepping up and making things happen. I'm hoping that's going to be the case. Because we can rebuild technology, but I think we're going to take another break here shortly. Yep.
All righty, and we'll be back with more Tech Talk after this 1 minute timeout.
During the COVID-19 protocol, Egbert's restaurant is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., serving their full menu items for curbside service and delivery through DoorDash. You can order breakfast, lunch, and dinner at all five Egbert's locations, Bartlesville, Claremore, and in Kansas, Coffeyville, Caney, and Independence. Just place your order online or on the app DoorDash or ChowNow. In Bartlesville, call in at 918-333-9690 and place your order. Egbert's Restaurants, now offering free delivery for seniors.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ernestheatandair.com.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, and here's Charles and Charles to get you through your Saturday morning.
Hey, not to be superstitious or anything, but I like that song right there. Come on, Stevie. put a little light into the picture. You know, the one thing that I found myself doing a lot more, you know, because in my shop, I'm one person, and it's been a little slower than it's normally been. So I've had a little time to sit down and play the piano. Let me tell you, it's pretty relaxing. I kind of like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd say I enjoy it when I walk in your store and you're playing your piano.
Yeah, I keep it in
really
there.
That's really fun.
I keep it in there. It's a stress release. It's a stress release for me. If it feels like if people are stressing me out for the day and you're getting some really crazy things, because when you're dealing with people's phones, you're dealing with crazy people sometimes. They get really mad when their products aren't working, you know. And so you're scratching your head trying to figure out what you're going to do. And sometimes it's just good to go over and lock the door and sit down and play a little groove and get yourself out of that moment for a minute. And you've stepped in there when I've done that a few times, haven't you, Charles?
Oh, yeah. It's been quite entertaining. And you're just such a good musician. I mean, we really appreciate you for your talents.
Well, I enjoy playing. I get on there sometimes, and I have a lot of fun. And I was playing Superstition not too long ago. I was sitting there, and I found this funky Clavinova sound. And I thought, you know, I'm going to just throw this in there. So I was, you know, I'm just banging away on it. And I had this gentleman in there, and he was like, good gosh, man, you need to quit doing this business. Go play music somewhere. I said, no, I don't think so. That would be quitting your day job for something you're just really not equipped for. I could play, but not that well.
Well, it's nice you're able to get it in there, you know, because
yeah, it is.
You know, we got to do what we got to do, but we also like to do the fun stuff, too.
Yeah.
So you got to create that balance.
I had a lady come in this last week, and of course, like I said, it's been slow. So she stepped in, and I was playing the piano, and I think I was working on some old country song of some sort, and it was one of those sad songs, you know. And she comes in, and the music just, she just stopped there, and she just said, don't stop, just keep playing. And she sat down in the chair with her little mask on, you know, and I'm playing, and she said, that is so soothing. That just makes me want to stay here all day. That's the most relaxed I've felt in ages. So, you know, the music really does relax you. So it's kind of nice to have it around.
Yeah. Well, all this time that we're having to kind of shift into one place or another, yeah, it's time to work those things in that really do help us.
Yeah.
Like I don't have the musical talents you do, but I listen to a lot of music, and I love, like, my Pandora.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been shifting over to a lot of podcasts. So I'll get tired of one thing and go to another thing and just kind of keep myself informed. Like right now, for example, I use this training program called Pluralsight. It's plural and then sight. You know, the
Pluralsight.
And they have free training for the month of April.
Huh.
And so anybody can join and basically. And what I like about it, you know, it's got an application for the Fire TV. I don't know if Hulu or any of the others have it, but now you can actually listen to those training videos on your TV, and that way you can be messing around on your computer and actually take notes or, you know, try things. So that's kind of nice, you know, because I hope people are using their off time constructively. You know, this is a great time to kind of gain on those things that we've kind of neglected, because I'm looking around and says, okay, how did all this stuff get here? Why am I in the middle of this pile?
Yeah.
You know, which you kind of get immune to after a while. All of a sudden, you don't see all the junk around you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I've been cleaning house.
Hey, well, I have to do one thing. We got about 1 minute left, but I do have to give a shout out to our Dewey Fire and Sheriffs. And they came down the street the other day and just built a big, long train of emergency vehicles, and they drove down there honking their horns. And, you know, it was so fun for the kids, because I think that just was great to let them have that moment, you know, of just getting out in their minds. And it was just neat to see them waving at everybody, and just a good shout-out. I thought that was really a neat thing to do, had the sirens going. It was just kind of fun. You know, my wife and I, at first we were trying to figure out what is going on. That's a lot of emergency vehicles. And then we realized, hey, this is kind of a parade. This is fun. You know, so just a shout out to you guys. I thought that was really a neat thing out there. That was fun.
We're about ready to wrap up. Charles, how can they reach you online?
I'm at itvillage.one, and I keep jacking around with my website. So, you know, just tune in once in a while, and you can see what's changed, because it's happening pretty regular right now.
Yep. And I'm at 510 South Keeler, NBR Electronics. Still open to allowing one person in at a time, and we'll get your repairs taken care of.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CK.